I do my best to keep us on time. So my name is Bobby Ross, and I'm an attorney. I'm from California. I recently opened my own law office about 3.5 months ago. It's located in Manhattan Beach. For those of you who aren't familiar, that's in the LA area, so basically it's not a good place for gun rights. I'm here today to talk about the American Bar Association Second Amendment Civil Rights Litigation Subcommittee and tell you all about what it's about, how to get involved, and so on and so forth. So basically, it was kind of random, actually, how it started. I was just kind of sitting in my house one day thinking, this was like last summer, like, how come there's no Second Amendment subcommittee for the American Bar Association? Unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that I found out later that the American Bar Association is kind of anti. And probably had I been aware of that beforehand, I probably wouldn't have asked, and there would be no subcommittee today, because I just kind of do things on a whim. I'll just ask and do things, and they happen. So I was involved with a couple other committees that were part of the section of litigation. I started poking around the American Bar Association website, and I realized that everything related to the Second Amendment pretty much was under the heading of, like, criminal justice. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem appropriate. I mean, there's a ton of civil litigation going on about it. You know, the Supreme Court has said this is a... it's something that is really important. Like, just the fact that the subcommittee exists because of the way the American Bar Association has been over the years. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with it, but they've issued, like, anti-TUA resolutions and all sorts of things. So just the mere fact that it exists right now is a good thing. And I'd like to keep it growing, and eventually, hopefully, it could become a committee, and who knows, maybe its own section or something. But just as a way to inform people about the Second Amendment, also to have events under the ABA civil rights header. We're planning, myself and other people who are members of the subcommittee are planning to do events. So if you have an organization that you'd like to be involved with, it definitely open to doing like some kind of regional event or something, or co-sponsoring something. Aside from that, we want more people to write about the Second Amendment, because when you submit articles to the subcommittee, they're posted on the American Bar Association website. So that's cool. So you can link to the article and say, hey, here's this article I found from the ABA, and it's talking about the Second Amendment as a civil right. So that's kind of awesome. Let's see what else. So yes, we're looking for co-sponsoring and doing regional events, keeping people informed about Second Amendment cases and the law and updates. And actually, I don't know if you guys saw, but out on the tables outside, I think it's next to the Appleseed Project table, there's a nifty little handout that tells you all about the subcommittee's goals and objectives and ways that you can get involved. And I mean, like I said, it's really important because the ABA has a huge membership, and it's looked at for guidance in the legal community in different areas of law by law students and attorneys all throughout the nation. And, you know, it allows for the publication of material dealing with and addressing the Second Amendment from a civil rights perspective. So yeah, I mean, like I said, I was going to keep it really short, but basically join, tell all your friends to join, tell every lawyer, law student, paralegal, anyone you know with an interest in law to join, and hopefully it can continue to next year and grow and become something even greater. And who knows, you know, maybe if we get enough people to kind of like infiltrate, for lack of a better term, the ABA, maybe we can get some, you know, decent resolutions out of them. So again, I'm Bobby Ross, and I chair the subcommittee, so.